Hello, my name is Keith Lyons, and I am delighted to be able to present this paper to you, but I'm sad that I am not with you in person to do so. I do hope this is the perfect paper to present remotely, as it talks about the use of open educational resources to bring about transformations in the way we share information. I would like to talk about a small open online course, a SOOC, that some colleagues and I developed last year to introduce the observation and analysis of performance in sport. In the abstract for the paper, I outlined some important parts of what I was going to talk about, and I've highlighted these in blue in this slide. And in this slide, the rest of the presentation addresses some of these issues. I use the word connectivism a great deal these days, and I have been influenced by the work of George Siemens and Stephen Downs. Here I share their definitions of connectivism, and the slide has links to their papers. The key for me about a connectivist approach is that knowledge is shared and distributed across a network of connections. And I believe profoundly that it is how we build on these connections and develop them that will transform our own understanding of computer science in sport. Stephen Downs is very clear that a connectivist approach involves a commitment to open educational resources. And I've used Stephen's definition here. The important words to remember here are freely accessed, reused, modified, and shared. I think that's a very important definition, and I will return to this at the end of the presentation. There's been a lot of discussion about MOOCs, massive open online courses. I was hoping that our course might be very modest in its claims, but we did have 742 participants during the 5 weeks of the course. People joined the course and did so in increasing numbers throughout the course. We started in week one with 150 participants. A group of us devised 5 parts of the course, and apart from the first topic, connecting and sharing, we decided to make all the content of the course available in a non-linear way so that learners could follow their own interests during the course. It was very interesting how many people moved straight to the augmented reality part of the course. and then return to other topics. I'm very interested in the idea that learning is self-directed and self-organizing, and can be so in the context of rich resources. We had a number of authors that were monitoring each of these topics. One of the strengths of the course was that we monitored the activity during the 5 weeks of the course, 24 hours a day. I was facilitating the course in Australia, and when it was night time in Australia, Daryl Kobner and his colleagues at the Centre for Performance Analysis in Cardiff took over what would have been for Australia the night shift. During the 5 weeks, I believe anybody that took part in discussions on the open learning platform that hosted the course had a response within 30 minutes, which I thought was remarkable for an intense 5 week period. The course was hosted by Open Learning. There's a link to Open Learning in this slide, and I am extremely grateful to Adam Remo and Richard Buckland for helping our souk develop in the way it did because of their interest in open learning opportunities. The availability of these stable platforms like Open Learning is transforming how we can present and share information. I return to Stephen Down's definition of open educational resources, and I have highlighted freely here as a key component of the debate about open access to resources. Stephen's very clear that once we use the word freely, we are talking about without payment. I am hopeful that a commitment to open education, open educational resources, and open online courses will offer a new generation of students access to the cumulative wisdom of computer science in sport that this conference does so much to promote. I do apologize again for my absence, and trust that you've had a delightful time with remarkable hosts. Thank you for listening.